Today's daf is daf tzadik chet, and we were holding in the middle of the sugya of a discussion what to do when somebody made a financial arrangement that was based on a particular coin, when the value of the coin has gone up. Do we have a chashash of ribit in paying the higher value? So yesterday we said that what we would do is we would look at the sha'ar. Rav Ashi said, let's take a look at the relationship of the coin to the merchandise. If the changes in the value of the merchandise vis-a-vis the coin are the result of market fluctuations and not fluctuations of the currency, so then we would ignore the change in the currency. We would give you the currency, the new currency. But if indeed it's in terms of the reevaluation of the coin, then it would be rebeat. So now we're up to the end of the top line on Tzadik Chet. Asks the Gemara, what type of solution is that? Why in the world should we look at the value of this coin in terms of the specific exchange for merchandise for which it was used? I mean, bottom line is, you owed him, let's say, 10 silver dollars, which have now become $12 in terms of the silver content. So if you take a look at the naskh, you take a look at the ingot, compare it to the metal. Don't compare it to the particular coin, the particular merchandise. Ella says, Gemara, you're right. This is a mistake. We need to estimate the change of the value indeed in terms of the naskh. And halacha lemaaseh, k'yodei Rav Papa and Ravuna Bereda Rav Yehoshua had a case like this. And they were avdei uvda, mezuzei da'agadam istaya. They had this money changer, a famous money changer, he was an Arab, Agardimas, and he had samples of the earlier coin and the new coin. And they went and they evaluated one against the other. And when they got in this particular case that they paskin, they had 10 of the old coins included in tmanya of the new coins. So they had a fifth in terms of the revaluation. And therefore, they only took tmanya. That's how Rashi learns that ad means, in other words, going, if you're going now, says Rashi, from more down. So all the way down, up until the fifth, they would have indeed taken the old coins and not the new ones. There are other Rishonim who learn it's in the other direction. But, I mean, the underlying issue is, what in the world is the heter to take a little bit of ribit instead of a lot of ribit? But any ribit is also. Why are we saying that when the evaluation was a fifth? There's a lot of discussion about this. I mean, the Ravid simply suggests that since anyway there's variations in particular coins, one above the other, that's within the range of the plus or minus of the weight of a coin, and therefore we're not going to be all that mocked on it. But there are other suggestions as well as what's included in the exchange. But in any event, our Gemara comes out that at that point, once it's already the difference of 10 to 8, so then they gave him the old coins in order to avoid the chashash. Omar Rabbah, when we're continuing to talk now about the issue of what is considered to be a change in the Chayfetz Lagabe Shinui, what is considered to be a change in the Chayfetz Lagabe Hezek, these things are interrelated, as we've already seen, and therefore we have some curious cases which are counterintuitive, in which the change in a value in a thing is considered to be a groma b'alma in terms of Nezikin, and there's no din of Tashlumin necessary. Now it's important to distinguish between Gezela with a zechiyah of hashava, and over there you can't say, despite the fact that I was gorim you a loss in this hashava, so let's say I give it to you in a way in which, say, well, you know, it's at the bottom of a well, so you could go take it. Well, that's not called hashava. But legabi nezikin, there's no din of hashava, there's a din of tashlumi. Furthermore, there's also the definition of nezikin. In other words, is putting something in a situation where it's difficult for you to get without additional expenses. Is that hezek or is that a groma? I take your shor, put it on the bottom of a well. But so if it's gezela, I lifted it up, so I had no right to do that. So I need to be meshiv it to you for gezela. But if I never picked it up and I just cause it to be difficult for you to get back, that, says Rabbah, is considered to be a groma. And his case was, guy is holding a coin or wallet at the edge of a river, and you bump into him, you knock the coin into the river. So Amar Rava Hazor Ikmat Beashal Khaviroli Yamakadova, you never touched the coin. You would be potter. My time. Why would you be potter? Because you say, look, it's right there. Hamanachama. Ibaita Shakra. You want your coin, go take it. Now obviously you may have to hire a diver. You know, it's gonna cost you money, but that's a grumma. That's only if you could actually see the wallet lying there. I just, you don't want to get wet. If you can't see it anymore, then it's considered to be avut. Then look, that would be an actual hezek, even though there was no gzela. It was hezek. Tosfos says, achurin, tzulin, is not literally achurin, tzulin. It means accessible. It's not that there's a magic, and I could see it. I mean, you could see it, but it's 3 miles down. You know, it's not exactly accessible. And if it's achurin, but it's just in a puddle, it obviously is accessible. So it's not the seeing of it, per se, but it's accessibility that's important.
And it's considered non-accessible? Which one is it?
If it's non-accessible, so then it's hezek. Yeah, but Hanimila, this entire discussion is where there's no gzela involved. There's only mazikin involved. So Adi Aduya, you pushed his hand. Avashaklip, if you lift up his wallet and now you throw it, so then that's gzela, migzo gazle. In that case, it's up to you to be makayim veshivat gzela. Hashavah by neva. That's certainly not considered to be a hashavah to say go hire a diver and get it. So this is yet another one of the fascinating distinctions. We've had quite a few distinctions between mazik and gezel. We had interesting uses, differences yesterday in terms of gezel and usage without permission. Cases where it depends on what your intent is, even. Okay, how about, asks the Gemara, Masiv Rava, how about this, where it says not, the beferish not like that, that money that is not accessible is not considered to be available at all, even though it's accessible with expending money to get it, like getting divers. Here it says, "Ein mechalina ma'ochin amrushuto." You have ma'aser sheni. You cannot be mechala that ma'aser sheni if the money is not in your hands. Ketzad. Hayulo ma'ot bekastra o ba'aramelach. Let's say Fidel got your cash, or you're in the money is in a Har HaMelech. Har HaMelech was dangerous to get to because of the Romans, or because the Rishonim say because there were a lot of cowboys out there, and they would rob you if you would go to Har HaMelech. So you really can't get it. Okay, that we don't have a way of assessing precisely what the equivalent would be to our case, but here is our case, continues the writer over here to say. Ocean of Falkiso Yam Agadol. Your wallet fell into the Yam. It says Ein Mechalali. And yet here we said that if your wallet is in the Yam, it's considered to be still yours. You could say, you want it? Take it. So why from Aser Sheni is it not good enough? Omar Rabbah, that's not a problem at all. Because the definitions of money when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni are not the typical definitions. Why? Shaini le'inyin Ma'aser, since the Torah says in the Pasuk, V'tzarata ha'kesef b'yadcha, the money has to be in hand. In hand is not at the bottom of the sea. So over there, you need to have the be'inyin matsui b'yadcha. It has to be matsui now, not accessible, but literally in your hands. Drachmana amar v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. That you don't have. But when it comes to the question whether it's considered to be a mazik, it's a grama bialma that you're going to have to hire a diver and put out money to get this wallet back. So there, v'leka. Well, my rabbi, I got even a bigger chiddush for you. Hashaf matbea shel chavero patur. If you wipe out the imprint on a coin, but you haven't affected the metal. So over here, when it says shaf, doesn't mean literally that you rubbed off metal, as we'll see. It means you banged it. Now you can no longer see the imprint. But the metal content is precisely the same. The intrinsic worth is the same, but people are reluctant to take it. You're going to have to cash it in and so on. And it's not now over la socher. Nonetheless, you're potter. Because my time, you didn't do anything, really. Now, Tosis points out that obviously it would mean that Rabba would have to hold that the case that we had yesterday about Pesalato Malchut, he would hold it's not considered to be the equivalent of Nistak. Because if it was the equivalent of Nistak, then this would also be the equivalent of Nistak, right? That was the Malchut we had yesterday. Is the psul of a coin considered to be the equivalent of a physical breaking of a coin? So you parceled the coin basically. You made it not usable for business transactions. You could always melt down the coin. So it wouldn't be any different than this case. Okay, so Rabba holds that that's not considered to be a shinoi in the goof of the Madabea. But Hanemila Damachib according to Savatarshin, the case over here is referring to taking a hammer and obliterating the image that was imprinted on the coin, but shaifa bishufina. If you took a file and rubbed it down, then already that would be chasur chasre. That's a change in the actual coin. We changed the content of the coin. Then you're mechuyah for the entire difference. Motiv Rava. Rava asks now on this, from the case that we had before about chayrut of an eved b'shein va'ayin. He kahu al eino usimaa al ozno v'chersho eved yotzvem lechayrut. It said over there, if you actually contact the body of the eved when you hit him, and he goes deaf, now there's no change in, no discernible change. Externally, it looks exactly the same. What happened was is that the impact affected him and he went deaf. That's the same thing as saying that the impact affected the coin, and the coin went none over lesocher. So you're saying, that's not considered to be a change. And here it says, Eved Yotzvem L'Chayrut. Now how could Eved be Yotzvem L'Chayrut if you didn't do anything to the Eved? So that means functionality is considered to be the ultimate change. So a coin that's no longer functional is an Eved that can no longer hear. And if you're considered to be a Maharish in terms of Yotzvem B'Shein V'Ayin, why would you not be considered to be a Mazik in making a coin non-functional by banging on it? Of course, we also have the other track, Kenegedeh, but this part isn't important to our Raya. Kenegedeh no veino ro'eh, Kenegedeh ozno veino shomea, ein eved yotzibem l'chirut. But banging on a coin should be no difference than banging on the ear of an eved, and you cause a change even though we don't see the change. No, that's because Rava understands that. Remember, we had this before. This is Rava l'shita to. Rava shita is, the Omar Rava, a child who was Chershola Aviv, who caused his father to go deaf, and this was caused him to go deaf with impact, not with the constant discussions and arguments. So in that case, it would be Neragalav. It would be considered to be a Chabura. Why? She'i efshar lecharisha below Chabura. There's no way to cause deafness without actually causing an internal makkah. The tipata, the dama nafat le buudne. It's got to be that something now has physically changed in the inside of the ear, and that a drop of blood has fallen into a place that causes now deafness, and therefore it is an actual hezek. Masha enkin, when it comes to the coin, there is no change in the intrinsic value of the coin. V'yomar Rabba, hatsurim ozen paratoshachav. I want to take it even a step further, says Rabba. If a change was made that is discernible, but would normally not be noticed. You go to a market for a parot, and you take a look at what they're looking at. They are not looking at for indentations in the ears of the parot. Nobody ever noticed such a thing. So you went ahead and you made a tsrima in the ozen of the parot. Now it happens to be that that would mean that you can't use it for the mizbeach. But that is also not considered to be an actual change in the object, my taima. Because for all intents and purposes, the parot is kitakaima kaima. Because kulu shvarim lav agavim mizbeach kai, but you didn't do anything. So since the norm is, we don't say that a shor is ome to be bought on the mizbeach. So now this guy complains, well, I was planning on bringing my shor as a carbon. No. So what did I do to your shor? What do you mean, what did you do? You caused the mum. I don't know, put it out in the market, see if anybody knows. So since nobody would notice, that's not the fact that you can't bring it, that's considered to be a grama. Motiv Rava. Rava asks, from the case of Ha'osem Elacha B'mei Chatat B'parah Chatat Patur Medinei Adam V'chayav B'dinei Shamayim. Somebody who does malacha with the water that was collected specifically to be used to mix with the Parah Aduma, and that's Pasul B'malacha, or the Parah Aduma itself. And this person goes ahead and does malacha. So then he's Patur Medinei Adam, he's Chayav B'dinei Shamayim. So you see that the only reason that we call him Patur is because of malacha. But that's because you did no change at all. The lo minka, the malacha, we can't see the impact of having done malacha. But if you would do something like tzoreim, the minkar hazekach inami the mechayev b'dinei adam. Now, as the Rishonim point out, this question on the surface appears ridiculous. I mean, a parah aduma, the whole point of a parah aduma is that it's made to be used as a parah, and that's its whole value. What are you going to say? Not every parah is made to be burned. You're darn right. It's one out of 100 million. So what do you think? Not every para. This is a unique para. So, of course, if you possible it by making a change. So, you know, Kinami, you say the question is not from the para. The question is from the water. It's certainly true that not every water is aime to be used for parat chatat. And nonetheless, you see that you consider to be chayiv. Had you done the equivalent of, I mean, there is no equivalent, but had you done the equivalent of tsurimas, no? You would be chayiv, and it's only osim alacha. So we're actually asking from the water and not as we would have thought intuitively from the case of the pora keneged the pora.
Wow.
Amri, hu adin afilu tzoreim potur. It's not true. Not only malacha would be potur, but I hold even tzoreim would be potur. The reason that it says malacha is in the other direction. Avka mashman, that even malacha, we're over there, there's no eker of the hezek at all. Gulo minkra hezekah, that nonetheless you're shechayev adin shamayim. That's the chiddush, not that you're potur midinei adam. The potur midinei adam would be true even in a case where you did more than only malacha. The Omar Rabbah, another example of this would be Hasorev Shtarosh Chaviro. You burn up someone's bond. Okay, what are you paying? You're paying for the paper. So you would be putter on the actual value of the loss that he cannot collect now. The Omalay Niyorik Aloyminach. I'll pay for the paper. All I burnt was paper. Makiflo Rabbi Bar Choma. Now, wait a minute. Tell me what the case is. I mean, Akidami. If we have witnesses who can tell us what was in that shtar, why can't they simply write out another shtar? I mean, so then, let them write a copy of the shtar. And then we would have the shtar. You didn't lose anything anyway. And if you don't have witnesses, so then how do we know that there's a case here? The guy's claiming. I mean, he's claiming. You have witnesses? No. So my mother shocked. If he doesn't have witnesses, he can't claim any money anyway. If he does have witnesses, there was no loss. So I don't understand what the case is. So anan minayadina, how do we know what was in that shtar? Omar Rava, look, that's the problem. You want a case. The case is where the guy says, I believe you. You go and you tell the guy, you burnt up my shtar, this was worth $100 million. I believe you. But I'm not going to pay you anyway. Exactly. So I'm not going to pay you anyway. Why? I mean, I'll pay you. How much was paper worth, used paper? That's what I'll pay you. I'm not arguing with you about the facts. So, I mean, if he said, I don't believe you, you're right. You would need witnesses. But that isn't the issue. Omer Avdimi Bar Chanina, is that so simple? I mean, what about the issue of Dover Agorim Lamama? I mean, certainly this shtar can be used to collect money. It's worth a heck of a lot of money. If you hold Dover Agorim Lamamon is Kimamon Dami, so why would you say that all I did was burn paper? You burned something which is the equivalent of money. And well, I mean, we've had that machloket many times here in the Masechta. And therefore, it's actually dependent in the machloket Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. So, Hadir Rabba, Machloket Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanani. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, the Amad Davar Agorim, Lamamon, Kimamon, Dami, you should be Chayev. Remember in the case of someone who took a korban that you were Chayev on because you had said, Arei Alai Ola. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, if he goes now and damages your Ola, now you're going to have to replace it with another Ola. So, that's considered to be not Hegdish's Mama. It's your Mama. Why? Because it's a Dovra Garmla Mama. So if that's the case, you're telling me a Dovra Garmla Mama is Kimaman Dami. Here too, you should be Chayev. According to Rabbanan who say Dovra Shagarmla Mama Lav Kimaman Dami, then you could say you're not Chayev. Why is he making this statement as if it's a Dovra Pashat? It's not a Dovra Pashat at all. No, that's just smart. Boy, you're making such a mistake. Let me ask you something. Did Rabbi Shimon ever say that Dovra Agorim Lamaman means that you can turn something that has no intrinsic value into the equivalent of something that has intrinsic value? Never. All Rabbi Shimon says that in determining who is viewed as an owner of something that has intrinsic value, that we can establish that if to you this thing was valuable, then you're considered to be an owner of that intrinsic value. Did Rabbi Shimon ever say that something that is not Mammon becomes Mammon? Never. This is a naive equation you're making over you. It sounds the same. Since it can be used for money, it's money. But Rabbi Shimon never said that. Rabbi Shimon says something that is valuable is considered your money if you could use that value for money. But certainly he never was Bechadish that something that has no intrinsic value, the fact that it's usable to get value is the equivalent of intrinsic value. That's very, very loose thinking. So therefore, this is a hatkafa. We use a matkifla, it's a hatkafa, because it's a serious breakdown in proper thinking. So matkila ravuna breder of Yeshua. Eber the shamate la rabbi shimon davar gom la mamon ki mamon dami, bedover shi karom la mamon. Where do we find this halacha of davar gom la mamon? Where there's no argument about the fact that something has intrinsic value. You want an example of an extension of the case of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbah gave you such a case. Gozo chometz if they are pesach. You steal chometz, and somebody comes along and he burns it now. So if it was at the time of the Sreifa, B'moed, it was the time of the Bureau comments, so then he's Potter. Even though the Gazel is screaming, I could have said to that guy, Areshul Chalafanecha, and I would have been Potter, and you went ahead and you burned it, you're Potter. Sha'ako mitzuvim alav leva'aro. Because at that point, there's a chiv to be Bavire the comments. Now, it's very interesting. There is a shita, indeed, of the Ga'inim, that all Yisrael is b'chuyev in one lo yera'a lecha v'lo yimatzilech. It's a din in the tzibur, which would mean that I, if I see your chametz, I will be over on lo yera'a lecha chametz. We don't pass it. We pass it. It has to be lecha. It has to be your own. But so according to that, the Gemara is b'farish kipshutem. Everybody has to burn this. Yeah, everybody's mechuyev to get, according to this, you're mechuyev to get rid of chametz if it's owned by the tzibur. But, I mean, the pashtus of the Gemara, not like that, is that I still have a mitzvah to save another guy from being over by Rabbi Yimotze. But then it would be a din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Okay, but in any event, if it was at the time that there's a mitzvah to be Mavira, fine, he didn't do anything wrong. But what about if it's Liakra Pesach? So now it's Chometz Shavalava Pesach. So now the question is, if you hold that a dover, that's germ lomamin is kemamin dami, then you would be chayiv. Because even though lemaisa, this thing now is asur ba'ana'a, it would be dependent on machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Shimon, holds dover germ lomamin kemamin dami. So now what we're doing is we're taking something that has intrinsic value, but it doesn't belong to you, that intrinsic value. Why? Because it's asur ba'ana'a. But, so you're not a bialin, because a bialin that doesn't have any value in a thing is not a bialin. But, says Rabbah, if you'd look at Rabbi Shimon Shita, when you're not a bialin on a carbon, you're nonetheless considered to be a bialin because you can use this carbon to potter your chiyav of Arei Alay Olam. So year two, you're considered to be a bialin on this chametz because you can use it to potter your chiyav of Hashavah. Yes, that's true. But that does not mean that your case is true. That the words that are written on a piece of paper, since you can use them to collect, make that piece of paper the equivalent of the words. Excuse me. It's a completely different idea. So there, in Achinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Dover Garmel Mamik Bamandami, then you would indeed be Chaya. And the Rabbanan Dami Dover Garmel Mamik Lavka Bamandami, you would be Potter. But, B'davar Sheini Karoma Mon Mi Amrina? Did Rabbi Shimon ever attempt to turn something that is not money into money by waving the magic wand of Garmel Mamik on it? Never. Omra Mema. Okay. Let's restate this. You're right, it's not dependent in all of these cases. Not dependent in the issue of Dovra Garmel Momen. However, what it is dependent on is the Machloket Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about whether we are doing Dina de Garmi. Now, Garmi is a groma which directly causes the loss. Over here, Biyadayim, you went ahead and you burnt the shtar of a friend. That's more than a groma that I can't collect. That is an actual direct, it's called garmi. There's a lot of discussion about what constitutes garmi as opposed to a groma. But you can't get closer than burning a shtar, which is directly a loss of what's in the shtar. And according to Rabbi Meir, who holds, as we'll see later, that we do doin dida de garmi, you can actually magvibate me shtar ma'ali, you can actually get the value of the bond out of the guy who burned it. Mandalodai did it again. If you hold like the Chachomim that we don't go ahead and collect Garmi, then the most you'd be able to get is Magbe Beit Me Niyara Be'alma. All you can get is the paper value. Having Uvda, now there was an actual case like this where Kafya Rafram L'Ravashi V'Agbe Beiki Keshur L'Tzalma. Rafram what forced Rav Ashi. Now it's interesting, here Rashi says Rav Ashi, when he was a kid, had burnt up somebody else's shtar. Now that he was an adult, Rafram forced him to pay for the damages that he did as a kid, from which there are peskim who bring a raya that ain't nothing on me. A child, even though he's potter, he's only potter as a child, but as an adult, he's high enough to pay damages that he did as a child. As Rashi is saying, Rafram forced Rav Ashi. However, elsewhere, the same case, Rashi is masgur, that this doesn't mean force Rav Ashi personally. It means that they were in the middle of a court case, and we were discussing what the din would be of someone who had burned a shtar. Rafram forced Rav Ashi to agree that this is a case of garmi that you have to collect. So Rav Ashi paskined that you collect, and he went ahead and was magvibe, like a keshura, a nice big piece of wood of the best quality, Lutzalma that you can use to make a picture of Sir Richard, a sculpture of Sir Richard. I mean, you need a beautiful piece of wood for that. It's like the thinker. For some reason, his head is down. But it's always these deep questions. They call it the thinking captain.
The thinker, the sleeper.
And the parish did as a kid, why couldn't we afford to be at that level?
You can't force.
This
is Ovela Socher, it's not a star. It has the same thing as a Matbeya. So, Chomitz Varvalava Pesach, Omerlo Aresha Chalafanecha. Man Tana Omer Bisrei Ana Aresha Chalafanecha. Who is the author of the Shita? That's something that has no longer any value, nonetheless can be returned. Omer Chista, this is Rabbi Yaakov. Where is there the Machlok? Is Rabbi Yaakov? The Tanya. Shor Sheimit. Ensure that in the event that the Beidin would pass, the fee of Mita would be a Shor Niskal. So, Achelo Nigmar Dino, we had this earlier. Before the Psak Din in the Beit Din, if the owner sells it, Mechoro, it's Machur. If the owner is Magdash it, it's Mugdash. If the owner Shechs it, the Basar is Mutar. Hichziro Shomer Lebaalav, and if someone who was taking care of it gives it back to the owner, it would be a proper Hashabah, Mukhzar. Which would mean that for Gizela, it would be a proper Hashavata Gizela. Mishin Igmar Dino, but once the court is passed already that the animal is Chayev Skila, so then Mecharo Eino Machur, Egdesho Eino Mugdash, Shachato Basur Asur, Hichziro Shomer LeBaalav, Eino Mukhza. Okay, so once it's Osir Ba'ana'ah, because of the Psak Beit Din, say the Chachamim, you cannot return it. If you can't return it as the Shomer, you cannot return it as a Gazlan either. But Rabbi Yaakov Omer Af Mishin Igmar Dino Yechziro Shomer LeBaalav Mukhza. Here comes along Rabbi Yaakov to say no. Even after the Gemar Din where it's Osir Ba'ana'ah, the Shomer can say to the owner Reisho Chalafanecha, which would also mean that a Gazlan can say to the Nigzal Reisho Chalafanecha. So my La Bakamifli, apparently the Machloket then is that according to Rabbi Yaakov Savar, Omrim Bisur Ana'ah HaReisho Chalafanecha, despite the fact that right now it has no value. But nonetheless, it's considered to be a hashava because the object is here. You cannot do that because when you say Aresha Chalafanecha, you are not referring to an object. You're referring to the value and the object that contains that value. Omale Rabba, no, not at all. Because don't you see something very suspicious about this? Why are we arguing only about the case of the Shora Niskal? Why aren't we arguing about the Chomer Shor Ba'alav Pesach? Why does Rabbi Yaakov kick in only in this case and say, Yechziro Shomer LeBaalav Mukhzar? That doesn't raise any suspicions in your eyes. I said that actually, Kulei Amamrin Al Yisrael and Aresha Chalafanecha. There's no problem of saying Aresha Chalafanecha, because Imkei Niflgu B'Chomets B'Pesach. Why would we not have the Machlokas of Chomets B'Pesach? I say the issue is over here only. The question of whether the Shomer would be chayev on the shore. Elom Rab Acha Begomrim Dinoshel Shor Shalol Lefanav Kamiflagei. The Machlok is here something completely different. The owner is suing the Shomer by saying, it's your fault that this shore is going to be Niskal. That's the point. Because you handed him over to Beit Din, and you never should have done something so idiotic. You would have brought him back to me before, and I would have hidden him. I would have made sure that there never would have been a din of a shara diskal on him, and they wouldn't have been able to pasken the halacha, since they would never have found the perpetrator, so they couldn't have dragged him into court. But of course, that would be dependent on the courts being unable to pasken unless they have the shara to take to court. But if you hold, you could pasken the din even if the shor is not there. So then the owner wouldn't have a taina because the shomer would say, what's the nafkamina? You would have, they still would have pasken it's a shor on this skull. So therefore, says Rabbi, that's the machlokas. Acha, begomrim dino shor shor shalo befanafka mifke. That's the question over here. Rabbanan sabri in gomrim dino shor shor shalo befanaf. The Rabbanan say, look, you cannot pasken unless you can bring that shore into court to stand in the defendant's box.
Where were you on the night?
And exactly. Lift up your hoof. So over there, the Omale, the reason that you can't say here, accept this shore, is because the owner says to him, look what you did to me. If had you returned that shore to me instead of handing him over to the police, I would have dragged him out and chased him out into pasture, and they never would have found him. But Ashtam is Sarte Biad Mandala Matsino Shtuya Dinumade. Now you gave it into the hands of these evildoer court people. Now I can't get it out of their hands. And I can't drag them to court because they are the court. And therefore I'm suing you for that loss. Was Rabbi Yaakov Sober, Gomrim Dino Shashar anyway. Shalalafanav. You do not have to have the Shar standing in the defendant's box. And then the Shomer says, what do you care? What damage did I cause you? So if I have a guy like Dinah Shalom Afanav, they would have passed it to Shar and Iskal anyway. Ashkichei Rav Chista. So now, what happened over here is that Rav Chista was the one that had suggested originally that this is dependent in the Machloket about whether or not you could say Bisurei Hana'ah. To which now we came back and we said that no, it's not Nogei the Machlokas of Rabbi Yaakov, Tainan Rava. And now everybody knew about this Machloket. Rav Chista was still open that he could find a Raya that the Machloket Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan actually was Nogei all Yisurei Hana'ah. It was not a din specific to Shor HaNiskal. So he bumped into Rabbi Bar Shmuel. And he asks Rabbi Bar Shmuel, maybe you've got some additional data about this thing, huh? Tanita midi b'Yisurei Hana'ah. Do you know anything about this machlokas when it comes to Yisurei Hana'ah? Omalayin, yep, I sure do. Tanina, there's a brayta that says, Veshivat Agzela. Ma tamud lomar asher gazal yachzir? Why does the Torah say Veshivat Agzela and only asher gazal? Because if it's kein shegazal, then he's ma'achzir. So yachzir kein shegazal. Mikan amru gazal matbeya v'nifsal perot v'rekivu yain v'chmit truma v'nitmet chametz v'avav alav ha-pesach be'ima v'nevda ba'avera v'shor ad shelo gam nigmar dino omer la reishon chalafanecha. Uh-oh. So man shamele domer ad shelo nigmar dino im shenamagno lo. That's the Rabbana. Who says the halacha that you cannot return a shor aniskal once there's a gmar din? That's the Rabbana that argued on Rabbi Yaakov. And those same Rabbanan still say chametz v'arvelav ha-pesach you could say reishon chalafanecha. Now what does that tell you? It tells you that you, Rav Chista, are up the creek without a paddle because you're wrong. Here we see that the din of Yisurei Hana'ah is not a machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan, only Shor HaNiskal. Here's the Rabbanan agreeing that you can take Yisurei Hana'ah, you can say Aresha Chalafanecha, and it's only uniquely the case of the Shor HaNiskal.
For whatever reason.
Well, undoubtedly for that reason, but certainly you're wrong. It's not the same machlokas. Oh, God, said Rav Chista, if you find any of those guys, do not tell them about this brayta, please. So, imash kachato, lo temel of lo mini, don't say a word. Shh, mum's the word. Perot v'irkivo, omer la resha chalafanecha. You have no sense of humor. I have no sense of humor, come on, guys. I thought you were going to be a help. You're going to be a problem. Perot v'irkivu. Omer la resha chalafanecha. What? Perot v'irkivu mishalem kishata gizela. Wait a second. Perot v'irkivu was an example of changes that you cannot say that resha chalafanecha adarav, it's a shinoi, and it's no longer there, and you have to pay back. How did you slip that by us? We didn't even notice. Perot v'irkivu, you could say resha chalafanecha. That's inconsistent with everything we learned up until now. Omer of Papanah. The case over here is talking about, a different type of Yerkivu. Kan Yerkivu Kulan, Kan Yerkivu Miktzatan. Well, what are you going to say? You've got now a ton of tomatoes. In a ton of tomatoes, there's always some Yerkivu.
One rotten tomato doesn't spoil the whole thing.
There you go. So therefore, it's not considered to be a change. You go into any makolat, you open up, and there's bound to be some spoiled fruit. It's not considered to be. Okay, so therefore, we're talking about two different cases. One which is within acceptable limits of Yerkivu, and one which is not. Natan la'umanim le'taken v'kilkelov. Now, suppose you give something to a contractor who's supposed to be an expert to fix, and instead,
we are real experts.
It's Jewish dry cleaners.
And instead, it ends up being mikulkal. Now, of course, there's two possibilities here. One possibility is that it means you bring in your car to be fixed, and he wrecks it. The other is you bring him in raw materials to make something out of, and he wrecks it. Well, we're going to discuss this in the Gemara. So if you give the Umanim something to fix it, he's mekalkel chayavim l'shalem. Natan l'charash, you bring a carpenter in, a already made shidat teva umigdal, l'taken v'kilkel. Now that seems to be completely repetitious. And of course that's what may lead us to think that we're talking about two different issues here. You bring him in to put, let's say, to add a piece in, add a shelf in, and instead he's mekalkel. So then he's chayav to pay. Gemara will ask, what's this repetition? Suppose you hire a contractor to take down a wall. He ends up taking down the wall, but he also breaks all of the material in the wall, which he's supposed to be careful about. There's another gear that says Oshizik, that he damaged a third party. So it's considered to be now that it's a given in a contract. This sort, that he's responsible for third-party damages, or he's responsible to do minimal damage when he takes down your wall, he would be chayav l'shalim. Hayasoter mitzad zev, nafal mitzad acher. Now, you hired him to take down a portion of wall. Okay, you didn't tell him to deal with the other piece of the wall. And he was taking down a portion of the wall, and the other part falls. Nafal mitzad acher. There, you're potter, because if you had wanted him to deal with the wall as a whole, then you should have told him, look, you take care of this wall, I want this part of the wall removed. Not that you just tell him, take down this part of the wall. That means you're taking responsibility, that you believe that the wall can stand without the entire wall being there. So then you should have hired him to put up maybe some type of temporary support until he rebuilds this, or until he puts in a new foundation. You didn't hire from him for that. Then it's your responsibility. Now, if the wall fell not because of the fact that it's no longer as it was to provide it more support, but because he used unnecessary force on the part of the wall that he broke down, imachmat hamakah, that is his responsibility. He's supposed to take down the wall carefully. So it doesn't knock down the other wall with the force of taking down the wall. So there's two completely different issues over here. So imachmat hamakah, chayav. Now, getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah, Omer Avasi lo shonu lo shenatan lecharash shidate vahomigdal, linatz behem mazmer, v'na'atz behem mazmer v'shivran. Look, I mean, the case over here would be, I mean, really like a Laurel and Hardy thing. You bring him in this beautiful antique closet, you know, and you say, I just want you to put in this nail. Oh, yeah, he puts in the nail all right. And there goes, the whole thing falls apart. This guy's a true expert. And not everybody can manage to tear apart in a closet by putting it out. So this guy's a real expert. So he took your antique closet over here. That's the Migdal one. And he did all right, not by my spear, but the whole thing was broken. But if you had given Natan Lecharash Eitzim LaSochi Dateva Omigda, let's say you give him wood that he's supposed to build you a closet. And he builds the closet. Yasamim Shidateva Omigda. And then he's putting on the finishing touches and the whole thing falls apart. He breaks all the wood. So in that case, I tell you, he would be potter. I mean, potter, obviously, he'd have to pay for the wood, but he does not have to pay you for the closet. Because even though he built you a closet, that closet is his, it's not yours. Because, my taima, uman kone b'shevach keli. The worker that you gave it to, he owns the value added until such time as he's paid. Because that's his lien and he intends to collect if you don't pay from that. And therefore, it's his own closet that he broke. Your raw materials, which he'll have to pay you for, but his own closet. Yes, but that was given to me.
Right.
Okay, that's how called Gizela.
Yeah.
So it wasn't Vitorat Gizela. Now, the question is...
It's not the same thing as becoming...
No, it's because of the lien. So he holds it, Uman is kind of a shevachli. Now, of course, the issue is immediately, what case was our Mishnah referring to? Now, our Mishnah says, Tznan, Natan lo umanim v'kilkalu, chayavim l'shalem. Now, I assume that when it says they're chayav to pay, it means over there, even a case where you're given the raw materials, the Yovlu Eitzim, and the Mishnah is saying specifically, not like Ravasi, and that Uman is not going to be Shevach Kli, and that you're going to have to pay for the entire Shidat Teva Migdal that you made and then ruined. Nah, says the Gemara, why do you think that it's referring to that case? The case in the Mishnah is where you give him a completed Kli, a Shidat Teva Migdal. How could it be that you gave him a Shidat Teva Migdal if that's the next case? Omeriktani Seifa. The Mishnah then continues to say, Shidate Mao Migdal. So obviously the Reisha is talking about a different case where you gave him raw materials to make something and then he ruined it, and that's the Kiddush. That nonetheless you pay for the whole thing because Uman is not going to B'Shevach Kli, and therefore it's not like Ravasi. No, says Ravasi. It's all one case. So the Mishnah should be understood as explaining itself. Natan l'umanim l'taken. Ketzad. What do I mean? I mean, Purusha Kamafarish. Ketzad. Natan l'umanim l'taken v'kogol ha'ravayim l'shalayim. Only where? Kogon sh'natan l'charash shidatei v'o migdal. And by the way, I mean, isn't it reasonable? The way I'm reading the Mishnah. Okay, now I'm a mistaver. Because the way you're giving an alternative explanation makes no sense. It's mistava the ketzad katani. It's got to be an explanation of the opening case. Because according to you, the reisha would be referring to just giving over etzim. And nonetheless, we're saying he's chayav to pay for the entire closet because of the etzim. So if you already told me, hashtash minan etzim chayavim l'shalim, v'lo amrinan umat kanav v'shevach kelim, certainly shidat evel migdal mi boy. If I'm going to tell you already a case where he made the kli, and you're telling me nonetheless he has to pay for the kli that he made, because we do not all do Mutkona B'Shevach Kli, which is what you're claiming against me, so then what would be the point of saying the next case? The Shida Teval Migdal itself doesn't need to be said. I mean, obviously, where you gave him an already made kli, he's responsible. So you see that it must be the way I'm learning it. Says Gemara, no. Imishoma lo Aryan. That doesn't prove anything to me. Because it may have listed that second case to make the first case clear. Maybe Tanasev the Guluya Reish. In other words, Shalom Tomar, don't try to tell me the Reish is talking about giving him over a Shidatevo Migdal. But had you given him over Etzim, like you're claiming Ravasi, lo, and there he would be potter because Uman is going to be Shevachli. Comes along now the Tana to write in the Seifa. Tana Seifa. Shidate Va'omigdal, so that now we understand that the Reisha was not referring to Shidate Va'omigdal. The Reisha was talking about even Eitzim. And nonetheless, Va'afilu Hachi, Chayav L'Shalem. So in other words, we have no clear-cut proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah could be read either way. It could be read as, and what do we mean when we say that Natan L'Umanim L'Taken, they have to pay? Only where you gave them a completed object and they ruined it, they have to pay for the whole object. But otherwise, they'd only have to pay for the raw material. Or, the Mishnah could be saying exactly the opposite. You gave Umanim L'Taken, meaning to build it in the first place. Or, a case, to make it very clear that the first case was referring to raw materials. Or you gave them an already made thing and you asked them to fix it. And so on and so forth. So we have no proof from our Mishnah yet, Richie. We have no proof as to whether Uman kone b'shevach kli or not. And that remains yet to be seen. V'kashevach le'inyin nasko, elekiyadar of Papa Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua Avdi of the Bezuzidaga, damis taya ad asora bitmanya, Omar Rabba. Hazorik matbea shechaveroli amamelach potter. My time amar manachama. He bought shakle. Vani mila bitzulin de kachazile avalachulin de lo kachazile lo. Vani mila de adiad do ye. But if you actually picked it up, shakle biyadi, then it's mitzvah gazle. Then a shava boy me avit. Motiv rava in bechalalin al maot she inan bershuto. Ketzad ayulo maot bekastra o baramelach o shenafa kitzule yamagadol. In Mechalal and Amar Rabbah, but that's because Shani Linin Maaser to be in and Matsui Biatcha. Rachman Amar Vitzarta Kesef Biatcha Veleka. V'Amar Rabbah Shaf Matbea Shalcha V'Europa Tur My Time Adalo Avet V'Lamide. V'Ani Mila Demach Bekurnes Avetarshe Avashayfa B'Shufina Chasure Chasre. Motiv Rabbah Hikom Aleino Usimaa Al Ozno V'Chersho Eved Yotze Bem L'Cherut. Keneged eino veino roe, keneged ozno veino shomea, ein eved yotze behem lecheirut. Rabba lataime idioma rabba chersho la aviv ne'erag, shefshalach harisha b'lo chabura dipata dadama, nafile ve'udne, vioma rabba, atzorei mozin porato shechaviro patur maitaima porakede kaima kaima, lo aved levelo mide, because after all, kulu shvorim lav legami mizbeach kaimi. Motiv Rava Osim Lakab Mechatat Uparav Katat Patur Midine Adam Vakayav Dine Shamayim Dafke Malakao Dolo Minkara Zeka But Sorim Osno Mashma the Minkara Zeka Yachinami the Mechayav Dine Adam. No. Amri Yuadina Filu Tsarim Patur Hokamashun Afilu Malakha Dolo Minkara Zeka Chayav Dine Shamayim. The Omar Rabba, Asorev Shtarosh Chaviro Patur, the Omar Lay, look up here for the paper, Nyaraka Loimino, Matkiv Lay Rami Barchoma, Echidami, Idi Ikitsadi, the Adi Mehavi Bishtara, then let them write a new star. Look at the Vishtara Maui, but like a Sadi, Anan Minayadina, Omar Rabba Tehib, Mami, no. Omar Divi Barchanina, Ode Rabba, Bachlok Rabbi Shimon, Rabba Nani. Because the Gleba de Rabbi Shimon Yamadover Agarim Lamama Kamamadami Mechayev, the Rabbot of Yamadover Agarim Lamama Lafkamamadami, Lomachayev, Matki for Ravuna, Berader of Yeshua, for heaven's sake, same with the Shamatel of Rabbi Shimon, Dover Agarim Lamama Kamamadami, in only in something that is Mamon, but Dover Shikaromamon, like the case of Rabbah, Dioma Rabbah, Gozo Chomets, if they have Pesach Bachar Vesor for Bemoit, but Dosha Chomets even love Lavaro. Liachra Pesach, there you have the Machlok, Rabbi Shimon Rabbon, Rabbi Shimon Dover Dover Agarim Lamama, in this case, you could have said a Rashi Kalafanach, so it's a Dover Gam Lamaman, you would be Chayiv. The Rabbanan Dami Dover Gam Lamaman, Lafka Mamadami, be Potter. But did Rabbi Shimon ever say a Dover Sheni Karom Mamon, Mi Amrina, to turn it into Mamon magically? Omra Meimar, Man the Doin did a Degar, Mi, Magvi Be Dome Shtorama Aya. Man the Lo Doin did a Gar, Mi, Magvi Le Dome Niora, Be Alma. Have a yud of a kaf yaraf from the Ravashi, Vagre Beki Kashur, let's Alma. Chomets, Varvalava Pesach, Omer Loa, Rishal Chalafanecha. Mantan, Omrim Bisra, Na, Rishal Chalafanecha. Omer Chiste, what's only going on, Libra Rabbi Yaakov. The Tanya, Shor She, Emit, Achelon, Igmar, Dino, Mechoro, Machor, Egdisho, Mugdash, Chato, Besara, Mutar, Hixiro, Shom, Lebalav, Mugzar. Mishin, Igmar, Dino, Mechoro, Ino, Machor, Egdisho, Ino, Mugdash, Chato, Besara, Sur, Hixiro, Shom, Lebalav, Ino, Mugzar. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Af Bishenik, Mardinov, Zero Shomer Lebalav, Buchzar. So I assume my love will come in for gay. Rabbi Yaakov Sovar Omrim Bisurana, Resha Chalafanecha. Vrabbanat Zavri, Ein Omrim Bisurana, Ah, Resha Chalafanecha. Omale Rabba, no. Kuli Omer Min Bisurana, Resha Chalafanecha. Because im kein nifugu bechomets be Pesach, akab it's only by Shura Niska. Elama Rabba akab be gomrim dino shal shor shalo be fanaf kemiflege. Rabbanan Savri, in gomrim dino shal shor shalo be fanaf. Di omala iaitita ni alei avim arikla lila agma. And now it's all your fault, because ashtu mesarte bi adman de loma tzori shtu yedinu ba'ade, and therefore you caused this damage. It was Yaakov Sava, gomrim dino shal shor shalo be fanaf, di omala imai avdilei. What's the big deal? So far, the gamer like Dina Shalom b'fanav. Asher Rukis the Rabbi Bashmam like, hey, any more information for me? Tanita midi b'Yisrael. No, I'm like, sure did. Tanina ve'Shiva takzela matam loma Asher Gazal. That only Asher Gazal yachzir. Meaning, ain't she Gazal? Mikan amru Gazal madbe amniv soper v'rekivu yain ichmid shum v'nit be'chomitz v'arvelav Pesach v'imenev deba avera. Vishor Achelonik Mardino, Merlo Risha Kalavanecha. Namad Shamad Ledyam Achelonik Mardino, Imishanak Mardino, Lo, that's only the Rabbanan. And nonetheless, it says the Gabi Kalma, it's Varvalava Pesach, Merlo Risha Kalavanecha. So Rav Chista told him, I'm like, well, Imashkachat Lu, don't you dare say a word about this bride. Lo, table of the meaning. Perot Virkiva, Merlo Risha Kalavanecha. But then Perot Virkiva, Mishalam Gishata Gzela. Omrev Papa Kanjer Kivo Kulan Kanjer Kivo Mitzatan Natan Lo Manim Natakein Kvekilkalo Chayavim Leshalim Natan Lecharash Shidatev Migdal Letakein Vekilkel Chayav Leshalim Habanai Shekibel Lav Listora Takota Veshivera Avanim Oshizikan Chayav Leshalim Haya Soter Mitzat Zev Nafa Mitzat Acher Patur V'im Machmat Hamakah Chayav Omrev Asi Lo Shonu Ela Shenatan Lecharash Shidatev Migdal already made Nights from Masmer, when Nights from Masmer, when she ran, Avon Natan La Karashi Tim, La Sort Shidate Val Migdal, via Samayam Shidate Val Migdal, and then she ran Patur, cause that's his own until he's paid. My time, woman, Kona Beshevach Kelly. Tzna Natan Lumanim, the Kyokalu Chayavim, the Shalem, my love, the Yavlu Eitzim. No, the cases he gave him Shidate Val Migdal. That's impossible. Midiktani Sefer Shida Teva Migdal. Michal the Reish is referring to Eitzim Amri. No, Firushikam Afarshla. Ketsa Natan Lumanayim Natakeh Vekyugal Chayavim. Lashalim Gigon Shidatan Lacharash Shida Teva Migdal. By the way, Achinami Mistavra. It's got to be Ketsa Katani because Yisakadetak Reisha is referring to Eitzim. So if you already told me Ashtashvinan Eitzim Chayavim Lashalim Velo Amrin and Oman Kona B'Shevach Keli, so certainly if you gave him a Shida Teva Migdal, me boy, Well, nimishumar lo aire, because I mean, you could say Tana sefer legaluya reishis shalot tomar. Reish is referring to giving him a shita teva migdal, but had you given him a tzim lo Tana sefer shita teva migdal to know that the reish is talking about even giving him a tzim, and nonetheless filohaki chayav l'shalim.